Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine happy mother trucking new year edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on Hollywood Town. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. What's going to happen, mother truckers? I tell you every mother trucking time. You know what happens? You're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay. The Hick himself right here comes on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, West Coast time. Now, if you on the East Coast, that's 10. Anywhere else, do the maths. You can find me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick. You can also find me on the Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Hollywood Hick. Okay. Hoping all you mother truckers coming into the New Year's with everything looking good for you. You had a good New Year's Eve experience. I did. I went out to Palm Springs, had a good time, although it was cold and raining. Who thought it'd be cold and raining in Palm Springs? But apparently that happens. Didn't let it spoil the party. Had a good time, got drunk, watched the ball drop, went to fucking sleep. That's a good fucking New Year's as far as a Hick is concerned. Also went to a fancy party over the holiday up at the Chateau Marmont over there where all the celebrities hang out, raining there too. Also where I learned that my New Year's revolution, because it is going to take a revolt, so it is no resolution, it is a revolution, is to lose a few lbs, because guess who couldn't hardly button his suit pants, had to go with a plan B for his outfit, because if the button popped off of them suit pants, embarrassment would have ensued, and guess who didn't want to do that? That would be me, the Hollywood Hick, sitting here talking to you mother truckers right now, right here on the Crab Diving Network. I'm just saying it's out. But really, I hope everybody's having a good New Year, I hope you had a good holiday, hope you had Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever the fuck you celebrate, I don't really care. I happen to celebrate Christmas because I grew up Southern Baptist, so if I happen to tell people back then, Merry Christmas, it's no offense, nothing to be taken, it's just I happen to celebrate Christmas, so I hope that your Christmas time is good. Holiday, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't know why people go get so damn particular about it anyway. You're just telling you to have a good time. It's not like I'm saying, fuck your Christmas, bitches. No, I'm just saying, have a good fucking time. Hope everything is good with you. Have some joy, spread some cheer, do some fucking something. Just don't be a fucking sourpuss. Don't go around with a face like the fucking president-elect, looking like a fart puss, like somebody just cut the rankest, most disgusting fart and then wiped a freaking dirty Sanchez under his nose. I'm just saying is all. It's just merely observations from my standpoint. But really, I do hope everybody had a great New Year's, a great holiday. Now we're back to reality. I got to go back to that place I go to every day. People already getting on my damn nerves. I don't know how I'm going to put up with it for another whole Lord knows how long. This lifestyle I have to maintain means I'm probably going to have to do this shit forever unless I win the lottery or some shit happens, because I ain't going to win no fucking inheritance. Different reasons, different story for a different day, right? But let's get into what's going on, because right off the bat, I've been asking for a celebrity to go cuckoo bananas nuts for how long now? How long? I've been asking all the time. Who is going to go nuts next? Well, apparently, I don't know if this would be nuts, but I just like the dysfunction of the whole thing. And I think it's fucking hysterical, because I've talked about this chick multiple times, how she ain't got it no more. I don't know why people still think she does. I don't know why people even give her fucking any freaking credit. Like, whatever. Like, you used to be really good, but now you ain't. You can't sing no more. You just become a caricature of yourself. You're just this cartoon walking around. And how anybody can take this woman seriously is beyond me. But apparently some people think they can and try to. Because I looked at a hot minute of this reality show of hers too. And Lord have mercy on us all. You know I'm talking about Mariah Carey and her New Year's Eve freaking horrible performance at the ball dropping in Times Square, where like her tracks went off. She was over there like proving that she lip syncs. Because I've been telling y'all she can't sing no more. She cannot sing live no more. Her voice is thin. She did not take care of it. She thinks she's going to sleep in a room full of humidifiers and everything's going to take care of itself, and it don't work that way. Maybe they help a little bit, but if you ain't working that voice, you ain't going to keep that voice. And she can't sing those high notes anymore, proven by the track. But let's get to the story, because there's been lots talked about this, so this might get a little bit scattered. I'm going to try not to. I have actually pre-prepared some pages so that I might be prepared for once to be able to flow from one end of the story to the other without having to go like, oh, where's my story? Fuck you, computer. You're taking too damn long. Oh, did you just come on autoplay? I swear to God, I think I've... Whatever. I just hope that this autoplay shit gets fixed. I got to figure out a way. If anybody knows how to get autoplay off of this fucking computer, please, please, please clue a hick in on account of it drives me nuts. Because it never starts up right away. You're halfway into reading something, whatever, and then it pops on and scares you within an inch of your life. Makes you, I startle easy, so you have to peel myself off the mother trucking ceiling. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Whatever. Let's get to the story. I'm digressing way too soon in the show already. But says here over on the New York Post, right? Mariah Carey closes 2016 with disastrous New Year's Eve performance, which it was. Like, she just stood there. Well, says here, Mariah Carey really dropped the ball in Times Square on New Year's Eve with lip syncing that was decidedly out of sync. Carey had been assigned to perform two of her hit songs, Emotions and We Belong Together, both of which are from forever ago, which means she ain't got no current hits. Like, I think she put out an album, everybody was like, meh, whatevs. But apparently the singer appeared to unable to hear her own song track, ultimately giving up and standing on the stage with closed mouth and a hand on her hip. Meanwhile, her vocal track went on without her. Now, this is the woman, like, who will tell you, like, I do not sing to a track. I sing live all the time, which is bullshit. I've been calling bullshit on that forever, because she don't. There ain't no way. Mother trucking, right? Which was proven by this, because you hear, like, she's just standing there with her hand on her hip, mouth not moving, and what is happening? High notes coming out behind her, because all that, I can't even do it. Like, it hurts my head to try to do that at this hour of the day. No, ain't gonna happen, Captain. I'm just saying is all. But goes on and says, apparently this is what she says. She goes, well, Happy New Year, she huffed. We can't hear, but I'll go through the motions. I'm trying to be a good sport here. Actually, you weren't trying to be a good sport. You were being exact opposite of a good sport. You were being a freaking spoiled sport. Basically, you didn't do your job. Your one job is to go up there for about 10 minutes, do a couple of songs in your outfit. Okay, also, let me just comment on this outfit she was wearing. Now, I'm sure y'all have seen it. If you hadn't, that means you ain't looked at TV on the internet in the last week or so. I'm just saying is all, right? But she's wearing this flesh-colored sparkle outfit, right? Now, I'm going to call fucking shenanigans on this, because you want me to tell you why? Because you know who already did this sparkle flesh-colored outfit for years ago, back when Oops, I Did It Again had come out? That would be my beloved Miss Britney Spears, Miss Britney Jean Spears, who I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Like, she can lip-sync, but she's not going around on the flip side going like, yeah, but no, I don't. Yeah, she does, and she's proud of it, because you know what? You don't want to hear her sing live. You want to hear the track, and then watch her shake her little booty to it and wear her little skimpy outfits and look cute as Britney. That's what you want. But Mariah Carey purports to be some freaking diva who is wearing an outfit that is stolen from Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again MTV performance, where she fucking killed it. It was one of the best Britney ever looked. It was the same sort of flesh tone thing, except for Britney's had like pants kind of things to it that were sort of belled. But this outfit is pretty much screaming that. So, one, the outfit had already been done forever ago by somebody who is better than you, as far as I'm concerned, because I love Britney and Mariah. I just love to watch the train wreck that has become Mariah Carey. I'm just saying, right? But according to this, somebody named Leslie Keeley of Manhattan said it was kind of like the Saturday Night Live performance, referring to when Ashley Simpson like went out of sync and just sort of did her little cowboy like sidestep off of the stage. The end of 2016 was not good for Mariah. Carey had been heavily hyped by ABC as the star attraction of the Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve for 2017, and indeed made quite a splash, not just the way the network had intended. Well, this is why happened, and then it did not just stay here, y'all. You know, it did not just stay here. It was not gonna happen. So all of a sudden, next thing you know, according to the Page Six people, war of words escalates between Mariah Carey and production team, right? Because Mariah Carey is calling like sabotage, and the production team is like, no, you are lazy, half-ass diva bitch, and you pretty much ended up with like some shitty stuff because you wouldn't do the fucking work, right? Well, according to this, says the songbird should have winged it. That's what they were saying. That's what angry Dick Clark production staffers griped about Mariah Carey moments after the pop diva's disastrous New Year's Eve performance. So what if her earpiece doesn't work? Can't she just wing it? Which is the truth. I see singers do it all the time. They rip that thing out of the ear and they just keep right on going. Because she also says she couldn't hear shit. But then how come the dancers were all in rhythm? Because they had to be able to hear something. You couldn't bullshit. Shenanigans. I am team Dick Clark Productions on this one, because I think Mariah Carey is getting disserved by some of the people around her. Apparently, the superstar's earpiece malfunction left her struggling to sing along, blah, blah, blah. We know that. Carrie's camp had said the TV show's producers sabotaged her performance for ratings by ignoring her repeated complaints about her equipment. To make matters worse, they won't apologize, is what Mariah peoples are saying, and continue to throw Mariah up under the bus. Like, honestly, Mariah threw herself up under that bus. I'm just saying, like, they're not throwing you under the bus. There's so much ammunition to show that you did not do your job. You had one job. It's still a job. Whether, like, however, like, fluffy and just whatever this job is, it's still a job. Your job is to go there and perform. That's your job, Mariah. So if you're just going to stand there like a diva bitch because you didn't fucking put in your goddamn groundwork and make sure you did your sound check right, because we're going to get to that, because she says she did, but no, she did not. She sent some little person out to do some little half-ass dance moves. She sat on stage, went boop, 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 and then moved on. But apparently it says, the Dick Clark people fired back, calling the allegations defamatory, outrageous, and frankly absurd. Team Dick Clark Productions, right here, Hollywood Hick, on the Crab Diving Network. You ain't going to change my mind. In very rare instances, there are, of course, technical errors. It happens. It's live television. However, an initial investigation has indicated that Dick Clark Productions had no involvement in the challenges associated with Miss Carrie's New Year's Eve performance, the company said. Dick Clark Productions claimed that Carrie declined to perform a sound check before the show. Rehearsal audience member Mike Keenan told the Post that Carrie did not sing at all during the run-through, which I believe it. I completely believe it, because when she's even on her stupid reality show, she has to be laying on some chaise lounge all the time with her titty balls hiked up to her chin, looking like, I swear. Now, people probably get mad at me about saying this thing, but there's something about her that gives me a Miss Piggy vibe. I'm not saying it's a fat vibe. I'm saying it's a round face with those big giant titties and those sparkle little itty bitty outfits that look like something Miss Piggy would wear. I'm just saying, I get a Miss Piggy vibe from her. It's just the way it is. I guess I mean it in some sort of like defamatory way, but I don't mean it in a horribly defamatory. I don't mean it in a she's a fat chick way. I mean it in a there's just a Miss Piggy vibe I get off of her, because I don't really think Miss Piggy is that fat, especially for a pig, right? Right. Digressing, back to our story at hand. The source close to Carrie said she provided the sound check vocals from the side of the stage while someone else stood in to do her dance moves. The sound in her ear was choppy, but the production team assured her it would be fixed. She did them a favor by appearing in the Dick Clark New Year's special. She was the biggest star there, and she did it for free because they begged her. This is the thing. Another thing is where I call bullshit shenanigans on how you like approach this shit right here, because this Mariah Carey has got this like crazy woman who's a manager that I'm learning, and which means I'm probably going to have to watch more of her reality program, because I caught a little bit of it while I was in the hotel room in Palm Springs on New Year's Day while I was waiting for my friend to get out of the shower. I was like, oh, let me see what this stupid reality show is about. It happened to be on TV, and I was watching it going like, oh my God, this is a fucking shit mess of a show. This woman that is her manager is cray cray. Her name is like Stella Bukla. She's Russian, and I will never get her last name right, but it's like Bulochinovich or something like that. Bulochinikov, I think is how you say it. I'm trying to read it down below. Whatever. Apparently, she said she did them a favor, and because they begged her. But from what I understand, it's like pretty much that's how you get these people on there. You just keep bugging the shit out of them until they finally break down and agree to do your damn show, because nobody is better has come along to offer them anything else, right? Well, here it is. Carrie's manager, Stella Bulochinikov. I know I just butchered that, but that's the best I can do because I'm horrible with this shit, right? She should have walked off and thrown the mic at somebody's head. That would have been a great moment. Now, that I would love to see, too. I would totally love to see, which it would be a complete diva bitch ass move. But at the same time, I would love to watch that happen. She'd be like, just drop the mic, be like, bye, Felicia. But no, she didn't do it. She just stood there like an idiot person. Like, it was ridiculous. Carrie made no mention of the debacle in her Instagram page on Monday, instead writing about her Colorado vacation, about fun in the snow. Like, she takes these freaking pictures. I don't know. I just, whatever. I wish I found her like as foxy as everybody else does, but there's just something about it. Like, I don't know. I just find it off. But apparently, then people are like, well, you know, she was going to marijuana dispensaries up in Colorado before this whole thing. Maybe she was high. You know what? Maybe she was high. I don't think she was high on that stage, but they got a picture of her coming out of a marijuana dispensary in some freaking gown. That's the thing. It's like most people, when they go to the marijuana dispensary, they want to kind of keep it on the DL, right? You're like, you know, I do it. We know lots of people do it, but I just ain't gonna do it. And like in a way so that everybody is like, oh my God, look at that superstar famous person coming in and out of the marijuana store, right? But no, how does she do it? In a freaking full on ball gown with a whole big old entourage so that everybody in the world sees Mariah Carey coming and going from the marijuana dispensary, which means that she needs to freaking learn how to be on the DL about certain things like the weed. Because then they're going to say that the reason you fucked up on New Year's Eve is because you were over there smoking the weed and you ain't going to help our cause. Okay? Okay. Well, goes on. This thing does not end. Then page six come back where people are saying Mariah Carey is to blame for New Year's Eve disasters. And insiders say, right? Well, see, now we're starting to get to the meat of it and how what had really happened, because people finally are like, okay, you can't be throwing everybody in the world under the bus when you basically threw yourself in front of that bus. Done and done. You and your people threw you right up in front of that bus. So don't be blaming nobody else. It's called personal mother trucking responsibility. And I don't give a fuck who you are. You have to have some. Now, I know it's a concept that is not liked in this country or something people are familiar with, because people are used to getting participation trophies for just showing the fuck up. But I'm telling you, participation trophies are the bane of our goddamn society right now. And this chick should have just done better. I'm just saying it's all. But let's read the story. Mariah Carey says she is mortified over her disastrous performance on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. But sources told Page Six that the diva has no one to blame but herself for her mic meltdown. Right. I agree. Because you didn't put in the work. If you don't put in the work, you get what you get. Period. Done and done. That is that. So you can't go calling shenanigans on the flip side because you look a fool. You look a straight up fool. One, you stole a Britney Spears outfit from forever ago. And two, you look a straight up fool because you didn't put in the work. It's still a job. J-O-B. Got it? Still a job. It's what it is. That's how it works. Apparently, Mariah broke her silence on Tuesday about her Times Square New Year's gig, telling Entertainment Weekly, "I'm of the opinion that Dick Clark would not have left an artist, Dick Clark would not have let an artist go through that, and he would have been as mortified as I was in real time." Well, the thing is, Dick Clark wouldn't have had any control at that moment because it was live, right? So what do you think he's going to do, like wiggle his nose like he's Samantha from the Bewitched television show, and all of a sudden everything would have been better for you? No. Maybe on the flip side, he would have pretended to be on your side so as to have you be able to show up to shit again in the future, but I bet he would have been like, bitch didn't do her fucking job. Dick Clark's been around a long fucking time. I don't agree. I think that you are just misinterpreting what he might have or might not said, and we will never know the truth on account of the man is dead. The man is dead. Oh, and one day, remind me to tell you my Dick Clark story. I was on a game show with him one time as the host, and he could not have been more disinterested in being there. It was funny, but I ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. I got my Mariah Carey story to get through, right? Well, she added, it will make me less trusting of using anyone outside of my own team. See, like, that's where she, like, see, that's the thing. Like, you should also, like, that's where this bothers me. I can't even get the words out. See, that's where she's so fucking deluded and wrong. She's deluded and wrong. Because you know what? If you had a team of professionals around you, you've got a team of yes people around you who just tell you whatever you want to hear and let you just do whatever the fuck you want to do. And then now you got you doing some stupid-ass reality television program that got you broke up with your rich bazillionaire freaking fiancé who you tried to swindle $50 million out of before you even got the fucking official I is married ring, just because you had an engagement ring, which, and we're not hearing no more about that damn $50 million, because you know that fucker was like, that James Packer dude was like, oh, hell to the no. No. Shut a bitch down, because you know what? She's just some little pop, so-called chanteuse, whatever, overrated now because she can't sing no more chick. Like, take her down. Take the bitch ass down. But honestly, he didn't really have to do much anything because she's doing such a good job all by herself. It's amazing, right? Carey's camp had said the singer was sabotaged by the show for ratings because they're all pissed because they said that they didn't cut it out on the West Coast feed. No, you can't cut that shit out on the West Coast feed because you know what? Then the ball would have dropped 5 minutes too early, you dumb shit. You get that? They didn't have anything to fill with, and it was good television. People wanted to see it. So no, and it would have been everywhere anyway. It was live on the East Coast. You don't think that somebody was YouTubing the fuck out of that shit as soon as it was over? Yes, hell they were. That's how the world works. That's where we live. There was no, they couldn't have taken it out. You're trying to like just distract in any way possible, and it is blowing up in your face. It's like just proving the fucking ignorance of her freaking team. This team that she says is the only one she'll trust, and that means this chick is in trouble. I'm just saying is all, right? Well, oh, also, I hope she keeps this team, though, because I want to see this freaking nonsense continue, because I love watching a train wreck, and right now, Mariah Carey is a straight-up stone-cold train mother trucking wreck. Period. End of statement. Moving on with my story. A source close to the production told Page Six it was totally Carey's screw up. Her assistant came out for the sound check, not her. All her dancers were in step. Everybody else on stage heard the track, even without the earpiece. There were 8 speakers on stage. It was not the sound people. You hear that? How come everybody else could hear except for the person who was closest to the speakers? Just stewing that for a second. Think about it. I'm just saying is all bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. If you ain't calling bullshit, then you are a freaking straight up Mariah Carey fan who is blinded by your fandom. I'm just saying is all. A second source at the rehearsal added, the sound check was about 20 minutes. A stand-in did the whole routine with the mic. Mariah was on the side of the stage, and at the very end, no more than 4 seconds, she goes up and goes, la-da-dee-da, everything sounds great, love you, New York, and left. See? Didn't put in the work. You didn't do your job. And now you know what happened? You freaking ended up with a majorly embarrassing, everybody talking about it everywhere story where now you're mortified because you were sabotaged, not going on. The first source said that the live show, she was like a lost puppy. She was. I watched it. I'm hoping all y'all watched it too. Everybody's seen it by now. She was like a lost puppy. She doesn't know what to do. Like, if it didn't go exactly according to plan, and somebody who's been doing this as long as her, y'all know this, I know this, if you've been doing this as long as her, you should be able to wing it. I agree 100% with the Dick Clark people who are saying that you should have been able to wing it. That means that if you are professional, sometimes shit goes wrong. You never know what's going to happen, and you got to be able to power through and just do. You can bitch about it on the flip side, but you better make it look like don't know there ain't nothing else gone wrong up in here. But on the flip side, I'd be like, oh, that was a challenging performance. My earpiece went out. I couldn't hear well, but we were able to pull it off, blah, 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 blah. You look better on the flip side if you're a fucking pro and fucking power through. Just saying. She was like a lost puppy. She wasn't even standing where she was supposed to. There was no production reason she couldn't do it. The source said performers were to play at Planet Hollywood afterwards, but while the others showed up for the private gig, Carrie did not. Of course not. She was embarrassed. Carrie posted a picture of herself rehearsing for the live show, but co-host Jenny McCarthy claimed on her Sirius XM show, Mariah didn't do a sound check. See, sometimes I like Jenny McCarthy and sometimes I don't because she's kind of a loudmouth, but I guess I can't like judge anybody for being a loudmouth because sometimes I get on this program and say whatever the fuck I want to say too, but sometimes she just gets on my nerves. But in this one, I'm on Jenny McCarthy's side 100%. Jenny McCarthy said, Mariah didn't do a sound check. She did whatever you would call like a dance move rehearsal, holding her gold microphone, and she had a stand-in do a sound check. Her voice is not there anymore. Agreed. Me and Jenny McCarthy are 100% on the same page as far as that goes. Bitch cannot sing live anymore. She used to could sing, and I've also always kind of thought of her voice as being somewhat thin. Like, it's always really breathy, and then she hits these notes. I don't know. It's just, there's always been something about it that kind of bugged me. Like, her first album was tits. That album was good, like, Vision of Love. I think Emotions was off of that album, too, because that song, like, you can still hear her voice. But then, like, you get in the other ones, it just doesn't hold. And as they go, like, it gets thinner and thinner and thinner, and it's all breathy. It's like, ugh. I've bought her album before because, like, I do like that We Belong Together song. That was, like, my jam at one point because it was good. It's a good song. You can't deny that that's a good song. But I can't get on board a lot of this other shit. Didn't stop there. This shit is not over, right? Going over to the Daily News, they're saying Mariah Carey reportedly fires longtime creative director. See, now we're starting to get the backlash and everything, like, what's happening? But reportedly fires longtime creative director after disastrous New Year's Eve performance. Apparently, Mariah Carey is saying bye-bye to her longtime creative director. Like, it's his fault. It's his fault you didn't put in the work, that you didn't do the sound check. He's the creative director. The creative director makes the look of it, whatever, from what I'm thinking. Your stupid-ass manager, what's her name? We already went through that. The woman whose name I can't pronounce. She should have been there going like, this thing is not working. Get your people in there to fix it. You don't trust these other people at that point. You go, you know what? We've given you an opportunity multiple times today to get this fixed. You can't do it. I'm bringing my people in to make sure that this works. And if we have to, we'll bring in our own shit to make sure that this works. That's what you do for a fucking superstar. This woman has no clue what she's doing. Apparently, the powerhouse singer reportedly booted her creative director and tour choreographer dancer. See, he's the choreographer and dancer. Why are you going to fire him? Because you wasn't where you were supposed to be. He choreographed it, and then you unchoreographed it, and now you're going to fire his ass. That's a bitch-ass see-you-next-Tuesday move, Mariah, right there in your stupid sparkle outfit you stole from Britney fucking Spears. I'm just saying it's all. Goes on and says he's not being brought back in 2017 for a number of reasons. Burrell, who has worked for Carey for a number of years, reportedly placed the Bye Bye singer's backup vocalist at the bottom of the risers instead of up on stage with her during the New York New Year's Eve performance, and did so without the approval of her management team. So basically what you're saying is, and then what you did is then you didn't put the people up here who's supposed to sing for me where they in this place. So now that my backup singers were able to hear, because they actually were using their ears and not being diva bitches about the whole thing. So now you're going to blame him because the backup singers made it look even worse. And also, if you're going to go on live television all over the world, fix your fucking camel toe, Mariah. I'm looking at a picture right now. It's like, girl, I didn't figure out when a camel toe has become like some sort of badge of honor. But like, ladies walk around with these freaking camel toes, like that Khloe Kardashian walks around with like a freaking moose knuckle from hell. But then this, like fix your camel toe. Like, yeah, there's got to be something that you can put to like make sure that camel toes don't happen, right? They have to invent that by now. And if they haven't, please let me know that it has not been invented, because I will invent one, because there are lots of ladies who would probably appreciate being able to put a little something right there to make sure that their freaking pussy lips aren't freaking like sucking up their freaking britches. I'm digressing on the camel toes. Let's go back to our story. However, the choreographer denied comment to ET, but did respond to a direct message from the site on Instagram simply with the thumbs up emoji. Whatever that, how did, whatever. He's probably like, bye, Felicia. I am done with you and your diva ass ways, right? The lack of backup singers proved troubling for Carrie, as her earpiece didn't work and she couldn't receive cues. Then a source told ET that moving the singers left Mariah without any support. If you're such a grand freaking diva chanteuse, do you really need support? You should be able to just fucking do this shit. You'd be like, I'm a diva and I'm going to sing my songs. No, you know what you did? Fucking blew it. You completely blew it. Burrell took to Twitter after Mariah received a ton of hate over her performance. He says, I haven't been able to watch the New Year's Eve performance. 30 seconds from live TV, boss couldn't hear her own vocal in her ears from the mic. He was heartbroken, he said. Well, hashtag it, heartbroken. Sucks to see all of the hateful messages. Peeps are so quick to judge, not knowing we're all in a state of panic. You know, I am judging. And I know Dolly Parton tells me I am not supposed to judge or I am already sinning, but I am not as good as Dolly Parton, and I never will be. So I am going to just go on and judge right now. No, I call straight up bullshit on this stuff. No, I am allowed to judge at this moment, because it is a judge-worthy moment, because you are supposed to be straight up the greatest singer in the whole entire world, according to you and some people. But then at the same time, you can't fucking pull off a fucking New Year's Eve performance. Two fucking songs. You can't pull off two fucking songs. Bull mother trucking shit. That's what I got to say about that. But blah, blah, blah. Let's go. Because this is where it starts to get good, too. Because remember, back in the day when she first came out, she was married to that Tommy Mottola dude who was the head of Sony Records and basically created Mariah Carey. But he also kind of left her I don't know if you kidnapped is not the right word, but like whatever. He just like, he kept close control over her. Like, she had to ask permission to leave and stuff. Like, I know there was good and bad in that relationship. But when she was with him, it's when she was like at the height of everything. And then she like got all like empowering and like left and then did some good for a while. And then she made that freaking, what was it, Glitter movie. Woo, we was at a stinker, right? I went and actually saw that at the movie theater, but it was not by my choice. My roommate at the time wanted to go to see it for his birthday so we could all laugh at it. So we went and had cocktails and went and watched it and laughed at it. But the only thing is that it was only funny for about like 30, 40 minutes before you're like, oh my God, this goes on for 2 whole hours. Just saying is all. But back to my story right here at hand. So over here on the page 6, again, says Tommy Mottola says ex-wife Mariah Carey needs help. I agree 100%, but actually don't give it to her. I agree that she does, but don't do it. That's my thing. Just don't do it. But says right here, Mariah Carey's ex-husband Tommy Mottola urges the singer to seek more seasoned and respected professionals to guide her career after her disastrous New Year's Eve performance. He also blasts the singer's decision to do a reality show in a letter exclusively given to Page Six. So this here's what Tommy Mottola had to say about this shit, right? He says, MC is arguably, key word here, arguably, because I will tell you right now, it is not true, according to me. Like, honestly, she can't sing like Linda Ronstadt. She can't sing like Connie Smith, one of the greatest country singers of all time. She can't sing like Barbara Streisand. So, like, no, I call bullshit. Those women have taken care of their voice, not Linda Ronstadt, but hers is not fault of her own, because she got Parkinson's, and that's why she can't sing anymore, because it don't work. But at the same time, these women were able to hold on to their voice, and they were able to keep it. Dolly Parton, look at her, 60-something years old, still fucking, oh no, she's 70. She turned 70 last year. That's right, 70 years old, still got it. Mariah, in her 40s, fucking can't sing to save her life anymore. I'm just saying it's all. We'll just go with his thing here. MC is arguably the greatest pop voice to come along in the last three decades. She has had more number one hits than any pop artist in history. She is a global icon and a treasure with an incredible talent, not only as a singer, but as a great songwriter. What happened on New Year's Eve could have happened to anyone. Yes, her technical people should have helped pay more attention to all of it so that there was no chance of that happening. See, that's where I agree. Her technical people should have helped pay more attention to all of it so that there was no chance of that happening. Says here, see, Mottola launched Carrie's career in 1990 with Vision of Love. Then they wed in 1993, but divorced in 98. Still, he continues to criticize her management and reality show Mariah's World. That's because this reality show is a shit show. It's a complete shit show. And then she broke up with that like billionaire James Packer fella and then wanted to cut him out of everything. So that's probably the part of it that would have been any good is watching her like flaunt it and throw herself at this dude. But says, my only advice is that she should hire more seasoned and respected professionals to surround her and help her with her career. Yes, yes, and yes. But don't. Please don't. Please don't. Because I love a train wreck. I love a train wreck. But yes, he is right. But not as far as I'm concerned. Like, just like, yes, be right. But just don't do it. I would never have encouraged her or guided her to do something like a reality television show. 5! I don't get it. 2! That does absolutely nothing for her integrity, her credibility, or her massive talent. She should take a step back, think carefully, and figure out what to do next. That is what she does best. Most certainly, none of these issues or problems ever existed with her in her early days at Sony for the first 10 years when she skyrocketed to global stardom. Like, he has a point there. He has a complete point there. You cannot call bullshit on this dude because he is telling the truth. Where absolutely meticulous and methodical attention was paid to every single detail and nuance that went on into her career. Mottola, who is now a producer of Broadway's A Bronx Tale, believe there's still hope for Carrie. It could have happened to anyone, and it has. So everyone should just get off her back and leave her the hell alone. And no, please don't. Please don't, because it's too much fun watching her squirm and have to call shenanigans and how she's mortified and all of that kind of bullshit. She said, get off her back and leave her the hell alone, and hopefully she will find her way to the right professionals for guidance. It's never about the fall. It's all about the recovery. Meanwhile, Carrie's manager, this chick, see, like, do not fire this chick. She's a fucking shit mess and a shit mess of the good kind. Like, whatever. Don't fire this Stella, last name I can't pronounce. She fired back. Really? Tommy is a relic. Did he give you that statement from a rotary phone? Like, that is truly from a reality television show producer, right? Because that's where she comes from. She's never produced a freaking artist. However she got a hold of Mariah Carey is, I don't know. But this chick was a reality television show producer and then somehow is now managing Mariah Carey's career and taking it right to the shitter, apparently. But please, please keep her, Mariah. Please, Mariah. Please, Mariah, keep her. Please, please, please. From the Hollywood hick to you. Just please keep this Stella chick around, right? Because, says right here, and this is a blind gossip that should not even be called a blind gossip because it's so goddamn, it's probably the most obvious blind gossip recent memory. Listen to me talk. Lisa, I can't talk all of a sudden. Pause. Recent memory. But it says right here on the blind gossip, who to blame? This music star's life and career is one big fail, right? One just big fail. Like that ouch fit that you stole from Britney Spears from forever ago. Just saying is all. Her last real relationship bailed on her. Her current man is using her, and her career is an embarrassment. While it's easy to blame singer for all her missteps, our source tells us there is actually someone else to blame. Right here. There is only one person to blame for all the shit guys going down, and that is her manager. Hiring her was the worst decision that singer has ever made. Manager comes from the reality TV world, and she likes the drama because that's what sells on reality TV. She doesn't know shit about the recording industry or live productions or staging. Manager is the one who told singer that she needs to do a reality show. She's the one who told singer to create more drama with singer's ex for the show. Singer just went along, and yeah, that was dumb, and they wound up breaking up over it. The only way singer is going to get back on track is to fire the fucking manager. Please don't fire the fucking manager, because we need you to keep this manager around, because this manager is killing me with the levels of entertainment she is throwing in my way. But if that does not scream Mariah Carey and this Stella chick, I don't know what does. Everybody knows. You can scroll through this. There's not one other guest on the freaking comments on below this. It is everyone. There's everyone. I'm scrolling right now. It goes on forever. Not one person says anything other than Mariah Carey, because it is so blatantly obvious. Because she's getting used by that backup dancer dude, Tanaka fella, whatever, who's like now like latched on towards, like, she's like, because she's like, also, got this false sense of grandeur, so she thinks that every man in the world has to desire her. So like she doesn't think if no man is like at her beck and call and like hanging off of her like every word or whatever, then she like thinks that like she's not desirable enough. So she has to have these people like desire. And that dude is using you. Like his name is Casper Smart. You use Casper Smart, who used that J-Lo. I'm just saying is all. But thank you, Mariah Carey, from the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, to you. Thank you very much for a New Year's present, because that shit was fucking hysterical, and it only keeps getting better as everybody keeps trying to point the finger at somebody else, when really the finger needs to be pointed right straight back. Like, use the mirror, and then you will see who to blame. I'm just saying is all. That's how that shit works. All right, what else is going on out there? What else is happening up in this world? Oh, this bullshit. Let me go over here and find this, because now I had all these windows open so that I could have my Mariah Carey story straight. And guess what? I ain't got straight nothing the fuck else. Welcome to the world of the Hollywood Hick. But all we got to do is click here on the TMZ website, because guess who done went and started tweeting again? Why do they not take away this fucker's big old pumpkin head, fart, puss, dead, mangy, fox-looking motherfucker? I don't know. Well, actually, don't take away his tweeters, because I think that's at some point maybe going to finally say something to piss enough people off where they're like, bye, Felicia, done. Ain't going to happen, Captain. But the new Celebrity Apprentice debuted the other day, day or two ago, maybe last night, I don't know, recent. And Donald Trump is up to his like fucking shit. Like, he can't pay. Instead of paying attention to running the country he's about to be running here in a few days, he's still paying attention to this other shit so that he can like talk shit about people. Like, it's like whatever, the narcissism that just drips off this ugly motherfucker. And I will say it again, like one of the things that bothers me the most is how ugly our president is going to be. I know that's superficial and a horrible thing to say, but I don't give a fuck. At least Barack was kind of somewhat, I mean, he's not the most attractive man in the world, but he's an attractive man. Even fucking W, he wasn't the most attractive thing. Everybody wasn't butt fucking ugly either. Donald Trump is one of the weirdest looking butt fucking ugly fart puss motherfuckers. Like, your face is always scrunched up. You're doing it a disservice. I'm just saying is all. I can't, every time I see a picture of him, all I can think of is like, oh Lord, we have the ugliest freaking leader in the whole world. But says right here, Donald Trump, this is over on the TMZ if I ain't said that, Donald Trump trashes Arnold over Celebrity Apprentice. Donald Trump trashed Arnold Schwarzenegger over the debut of the new Celebrity Apprentice, and it appears to have more to do with the presidential election than the show. Trump just tweeted Arnold got swamped or destroyed by comparison to the ratings machine that DJT, narcissism at its best, y'all. So much for being a movie star, and that was season one compared to season 14. Now compare him to my season one. But who cares? He supported Kasich and Hillary. But here's the thing. True enough, Trump scored a rating of around 18 in season one of the show, back when it was new and people didn't fucking think you were such a fucking horrible, awful, hateful person. And Arnold's show came in at a 4.9. But what Trump didn't say, the ratings on his show took a nosedive. And in his last season, 2 years ago, he scored right around a 6. Trump clearly has bad blood, according to his deal. He actually profits from Arnold's show if it does well, right? So, and then this is where normally, like, Arnold kind of gets on my nerves sometimes, but I love that he fired, like, Arnold wasn't going to, like, take it sitting down. So goes on and says, Arnold Schwarzenegger fires back at Trump. Give a shit about your new job. Thank you, Arnold. Thank you. Finally, you and I can agree on something for reals, because I'm like, for reals, like, pay attention to your own damn job, the new one you got, the new one that you just picked up that you're not really paying a whole lot of attention to, right? Says Arnold Schwarzenegger just fired back at Donald Trump, calling out his priorities and commitment to making America great again. Arnold has clearly reacted to Trump's blustery tweet, in which he says Schwarzenegger got creamed in Celebrity Apprentice ratings when you compare them to what the prez-elect got in his debut. Schwarzenegger just responded by tweeting, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you'll work for all of the American people as aggressively as you worked for your ratings. As we reported, the reality is Trump got huge ratings for his debut, but by his last season, his rating for Celebrity Apprentice was roughly the same as Arnold's. Arnold followed up with, there's nothing more important than the people's work. Translation says right here, you shouldn't be involved in a ratings war, right? Like, yeah, you got more important things to worry about than whether fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger beat you in the ratings or not. And that's just the fucking way it works, because also that show's been on for fucking ever. Have you ever noticed that the longer something is on, the less people end up tuning into it because they get bored with it and move on to something else? It's probably time you should have just fucking hung up Celebrity Apprentice, but you thought you were going to rekindle it with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Didn't work. Apparently, after the election, Arnold posted a video quoting Abraham Lincoln calling for unity. Apparently, the message wasn't well received. Like, honestly, why is asking for unity and people to get along such a fucking polarizing concept? I don't get it. I don't understand how live and let live is so goddamn hard for people to grasp. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have to like the same shit I like, just like I don't have to like the same shit you like. That's what makes us different. That's what keeps things interesting. As long as you ain't hurting anybody and everybody who's in on the shit consents to it, guess what? Stay the fuck out of my goddamn business. Who cares whose dick I suck? Who cares what I go out and do? Like, if I'm fucking around people, if I fuck 58 people in a weekend, that's my business and theirs. It's not something I would condone and or do, but if I did it, it's my goddamn business. I'll do whatever the fuck I want to do as long as I ain't hurting anybody and everybody's in on it. Okay. So I love that. It's like, I love that Arnold didn't just take it sitting down and came back with like, shut the fuck up. He basically went, bye, Felicia. Ain't nobody got time for that. So good for you, Arnold. Just give him a big old middle finger and move on with your life, because honestly, that's what I plan on doing. I'm staying here in my bubble called Southern California until the next 4 years is over, because fuck these people. I ain't going to no goddamn red state. Ain't gonna happen, Captain. You want to see me? Come to fucking Los Angeles, Hollywood town. That's how that shit's gonna work. All right, what else is going on out there in the world? Ooh, I love this story too, because this dude is such a fucking mouth breathing moron. Actually, both of them are, and I am interested to see how this plays out. I hope it plays out a way that I would like it to play out. But Fist Brown, you know, Chris Brown, I call him Fist Brown because he's always trying to fight somebody or do something, which is exactly what he's doing here. But there's this other rapper fella, Soulja Boy, and apparently two of them got into one of them Instagram Twitter wars where they're going back and forth because one of them liked a picture of ex-girlfriend of Chris Brown, that Karrueche Tran girl, who is like, honestly, seems like a very sweet, lovely young lady. And she's like, wants to stay out of this shit, but they keep pulling her back in. She's like, no, I got my own shit going on now. I don't want to mess with you motherfuckers. Why do y'all got to keep putting my name in your mouth? I love how many people say that. But keep my name out your mouth. I love when people do that, but they can't do it. So this whole thing went on back and forth. But over here on this XXL website, says Chris Brown says celebrity boxing match between him and Soulja Boy is set. So this I want to see. I might even have to pay-per-view this shit. I don't got the pay-per-view at home, but I'm going to find somebody who does. There's got to be a bar somewhere to put this on, because I want to see this shit, because I would love to see Chris Brown get his ass whooped. Now, the only thing is, I'm not so sure this Soulja Boy is the one to do it, because I'm looking at pictures of him and he's scrawny as fuck. But sometimes these scrawny ones are wiry and will surprise you. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for, right? But this feud went on back and forth. Like, they were going back and forth talking a whole bunch of nonsense that I just won't get into, because it was just a little bit more than like you need to be privy to. But it says here, just 2 days after the start of his feud with Chris Brown, Soulja Boy apparently saw the error of his social media ways and issued an apology to all the folks he's dissed over the last couple of months. The thing is, it looks like he and C Breezy are still going to throw hands, and their battle is going to be on pay-per-view. So they did that. Soulja Boy did come back and go like, all right, you know, I went a little nuts and was fucking lashing out at everybody. My mama ain't doing well, so I wasn't acting right, and I've been a little bit of a dickhead. So, sorry, y'all, but apparently they still like, no, you done said what you said, and we's gonna fight it out. Well, late Wednesday night, Chris Brown used his Instagram account to announce that a boxing match between himself and Soulja had been set. For his post, he uploaded a video of someone reenacting Soulja's most recent conflict and commented on how much people seem to be feeding off the negativity. Blah, blah. And then I would read this tweet from Chris Brown, but it is so freaking hard to read. I don't know if I can, like, it's like, it's been amazing to see how many people tune into negativity. Now that we have your undivided attention, boxing match set, legally, man to man, no more dissing and no more bullshit. Me as a black man looked back at my actions on social media, and what I thought of myself is this: clown. So this isn't an apology. I'm taking responsibility for my ignorance. At some people that Floyd Mayweather, 50 Cent, we in the ring with it. Take your bets now. Celebrity boxing challenge accepted. So, just yesterday, Soulja tweeted that he wanted to have the boxing match with C Breezy. What a name, C Breezy. Despite renouncing his beef with the loyal performer that same day, it appears that Soulja is on board with the fight. Good. Honestly, I want to see this. And I really hope Soulja Boy kicks Chris Brown's ass, because Chris Brown really needs an ass whooping, like a freaking ass whooping live on pay-per-view kind of ass whooping. And the kind of like the Ronda Rousey kind of took what ass whooping, the one that chick, I forget her name, that just beat the fuck out of Ronda Rousey in like 46 seconds, knocked her the fuck out. That's what I want to happen. So Floyd Mayweather is supposedly helping train this Soulja Boy dude. And so hopefully Floyd Mayweather pulls it out and teaches this dude how to just pull a freaking knock a bitch out punch right to the face. And I would sit there and giggle for probably a good 30, 45 minutes. I would just be giggling, like a little freaking little girl. I totally and truly would. So, yes. So, Hollywood Hick will be tuning in some way, one way or another, to the Chris Brown Soulja Boy celebrity boxing match put on by Money Team and Mayweather Productions. Whatever Money Team is Mayweather, I'm assuming Floyd Mayweather. So there's that to look forward to. Ooh, you know what else we got to look forward to? I am so excited about this news coming out of the New York Post. I didn't know this was happening until I clicked on it just a day or two ago. It says right here that Margot Robbie, you know, she's the one that was like in that Wolf of Wall Street movie, and she was like Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad, and she's like done a bunch of other. She's like hot young actress right now. She's really pretty. All the guys want to like bone her, right? Well, says Margot Robbie hits ice rink to prep for Tonya Harding role. Did you hear that, mother truckers? Now, I will always say, and I will say this with a complete clean conscience, I was Team Tonya through the whole thing. I think she kind of got a raw deal. Yes, she found out about it and didn't say nothing, but she didn't have nothing to do with planning that. Nothing to do with it. It was like her crazy ass ex-husband, Jeff Galooly. And so I have always referred to that as like, if you ever get whacked in the knee anymore, I call it Galoolied, because that's what had happened. You got Galoolied. Why me? I can still see that every time. Like, whatever. I should not have disdain for Nancy Kerrigan, because that was an awful thing to happen to somebody. But for some reason, she was just so pretentious, and there was something about it that bugged the shit out of me that I wasn't as bothered by it as I should. And Tonya wasn't in on it. She just kind of found out on the flip side and sort of kept it to herself for a hot minute before everybody figured out that she kind of already knew. Then it fucked her up royal, because she's the first one to ever do the double sal chow. I think it is like fucking 3.5 spins in the air, something like that, before she even hits the ice. No female chick had ever done it before. She was athletic as hell. That was one of her drawbacks. She was more athletic than beautiful sometimes in her skating. And that Nancy Kerrigan, she was like, her signature move was to hold her leg up and glide across the ice. Like, honestly, I'm so glad when that Oksana Bayul came along and fucking tore her down, did her little like donut spin where she like made that thing like fucked her up. Everybody was like, whatever. It's beside that. Back to my story. I'm just so excited that there's going to be a Tonya Harding movie, because I love Tonya Harding. I think she got a bad rap. I was always Team Tonya, because you know what? She like came from nothing. She like rose up through all of the like ranks of figure skating, where if you pay attention, like it's usually people with a lot of money, because it's an expensive sport to like get involved in. You got to have them outfits and like all. It's expensive. It has to be expensive. So I can't wait to see this. But it says right here, this role could become Margot Robbie's biggest smash, in quote, hits. The Wolf of Wall Street star has been seen gliding across the ice at a Los Angeles ice rink this week as she prepares to play Tonya Harding in a new film about the notorious Olympic figure skater. Robbie, who already has experience playing a psychotic blonde, she was not a psychotic blonde. That's the thing. She did not plan this thing. Poor Tonya. You've just been painted all wrong, girl. I feel bad for you. Poor Tonya. If one day we want to sit down and talk about this, I'm happy to do it, girl. I will make you feel better about yourself, because you at least have me as your fan. I was always on your side. Even when you had your foot up on that freaking table in front of the judges at the Olympics talking about your broken lace, I was like, give Tonya a chance. Give her a chance. Says she already experienced playing psychotic blind as Hollywood. I lost my place. Here we go. Says she is working hard to learn the ice skills necessary to play the central figure in one of the most notorious sports scandals of the 1990s. The newlywed is also producer of the flick, along with British filmmaker hubby Tom Ackerley. The couple married last month in a hush-hush ceremony, blah, blah, blah. She says, I'm really excited because I love acquiring a new skill for my role. It's one of the biggest treats of acting. And on the producing side of it, if I get an injury, I'm scared I'm going to ruin everything, so I'm nervous. The film, I, Tonya, is scheduled to premiere next year. It will tell the story of how Harding's ex-husband, Jeff Galooly, hired a goon to smash Harding's rival, Nancy Kerrigan's leg, in the weeks before the 1994 Winter Olympics in Lillehammer, Norway. Kerrigan was able to recover and compete against Harding at the Games in a matchup that became one of TV's most watched sporting events ever. Kerrigan went on to win the silver medal, while Harding came in eighth. Harding never admitted to a role in orchestrating the attack, but a month after the game, she pleaded guilty to trying to cover it up and was sentenced to 3 years probation and banned from skating for life. Yeah, because she found out on the flip side and was like, fuck, she should have said something, but didn't. Bad decision there. I will say that. I cannot defend her on that one, but you know what I'm saying. But apparently, we're going to get a Tonya Harding movie. And that right there, folks, makes the Hollywood hick all kind of happy. Holy mother trucking hell. I just looked at the time. I've been running my mouth. Because you know what? I talked about Mariah Carey for too long. I had other shit I was going to talk about on here. We'll hit a couple of things really quick. Janet Jackson went pumped out a baby at 50. Janet Jackson, new mom at 50. They're saying it's her first baby. But anybody who pays attention knows this is baby number two. Because she had a love child with one of them DeBarges way back when. I'm just saying, but congratulations, Janet. I'm just saying, but don't be trying to tell everybody it's your first baby. And we already know that you had a love child. And that's just like, we know that. We know that. What else is going on there? Oh, Justin Bieber then went and abandoned his dog. He gave it to one of his dancers. And then come to find out the dog has like all kind of problems. Going to need like $8,000 worth of surgery. And who has jumped in to help? Zero. The douchebag of all douchebags, Justin Mother Trucking Biebers. I wanted to be your friend for so long. I thought you were going to be great. I was like, oh, look at this kid. He's coming along. He's going to be great. He can sing. He's talented. He does all of this stuff. And then you turn out to be the biggest fucking douche nozzle this side of fucking douche nozzle town. I just bothers me. What else is going on out there? That's about all I wrote. Oh, that Dylan Roof dude who killed all those people. I was going to talk about that for a minute because he's saying that he's complaining that he shouldn't have to listen to all the people talk about how this has affected their lives and everything at his sentencing hearing. Like, it's like at this point, I'm like, fuck you, you freaking close-eyed motherfucker. Like, you, honestly, when people got close-set eyes, look at that kid. Close-set eyes, psycho killer tendencies. Use him as an example. Do not engage crazy of that level. When they got close set eyes, that means you need to give it a good scrutinizing, because that means psycho killer tendencies. I'm just saying it's all. But he thinks that he doesn't have to listen to these people say about how this has affected their lives, because they're going to try to find out whether you should get life in prison or the death penalty. And I honestly think this fucker should get life in prison, because if this bothers him so much, he should have to sit there for the rest of his fucking life being bothered by how people he had to listen to people and like fucking pump tapes in of people complaining and saying how he ruined his life just over and over on loop. Just into his jail cell. Like, this is what you get to listen to forever, because you know what? You are the awful, horriblest person ever. No, he's up there with ever. I will stand by that statement. So there's that. What else is going on? Oh, that Kim Burrell chick, that gospel singer, gave her freaking speech about the, like, where she's like, freaking homophobe again. Like, all these people, like, I'm talking about sin. I'm not talking about homos. No, you're talking about fucking homos. You singled out homos. You said something horrible. Then people come out on the flip side and say that you're horrible. We can't believe you said that. You're not coming on my show. That Ellen, who I'll have to support on this one, even though I find her an awful, hateful person too, she at least came out and said, like, no, I cannot support this shit. Pharrell came out, who did the song with, was like, nah, I can't support this hate speech. That Janelle Monáe, who I adore, I love that chick, she's got great songs and she's beautiful, and apparently she's a good actress because she's in this new Hidden Figures movie that looks really good. But I love how these people immediately stood up and were like, no, bye Felicia, because she's talking about like whatever. Kim Burrell, fuck you and the horse you came riding in on. You deserve every bit of bad press you're getting right now. Suck a fart out of my ass. Right. All right. We're about at the end of the program here, so let me see if we can find something to make ourselves feel better about ourselves, because I know I got a story here somewhere. I saved one. Where did it go? Okay. This is what I knew there was one up in here, right? So this is the level of stupidity that we're dealing with in the world now, and the level of no personal responsibility. There is absolutely no personal responsibility anymore. Manners and personal responsibility, non-existent for the most part. If you find somebody who possesses both of those, hold on to them, because there ain't many left out there, right? Well, says here over on the WFTV Channel 9 website out of Florida, of course, says Florida convict blames Verizon for letting him steal man's identity, because it's all Verizon's fault, right? But a Florida man sentenced to 10 years in prison for using a stolen identity to obtain more than $300 in products and services from Verizon Wireless is suing the company for not stopping him. James Leslie Kelly was convicted in October of grand theft and criminal use of personal identification information in connection with a May 7, 2015 incident. On that date, Kelly, 52, went to a Highlands County Verizon store and used his ID to steal from an existing customer with the same first and last name, but different middle name, he claims in his federal lawsuit. The suit, filed last week, claims the Verizon employee spent an hour and a half with him and should have realized that the ID and information from the existing customer account did not match. Kelly claims Verizon Biden's negligence caused a loss of civil liberties and freedoms. No, you know what caused you your loss of civil liberties and freedoms? Is because you went in and tried to defame somebody else, and you used somebody else's identity, and you stole. That's like, so that's on you. Personal responsibility. See that? You're 52 years old. You're from the generation that should have a modicum of personal responsibility left. You idiot, idiot, idiot. He says this because he was convicted and sentenced to prison in connection with the case. He only wants $72 million for this, y'all. This is worth $72 million because somebody did not stop him from committing crime. I don't get it. He has a criminal history that goes way back to 1985. He was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison back then for firearm shit and a whole bunch of other stuff. He's had 37 charges over the course of the thing, so that's why he's got 10 fucking years. So there you go. Be glad your name ain't James Leslie Kelly, who thinks that he's the only one that should not have to fucking like own up to his fucking bullshit. I'm just saying it's all ridiculous. See, personal responsibility, people, have some. It's a good thing. I promise. And on that note, y'all, that does it for me. This here's been the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And that'll do it for me. I will talk to you mother truckers soon. Doodle lamb, doo, bitches. Buh-bye.